following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
Now, I must say that we didn't watch it on the laptop, but I won't tell you why. But we did, indeed, watch the film chosen for us by my lovey Tim Cormall at timcormall.com. I was going to say Tim Call an Ambulance, but that's what the fat thing messes everything up, and it's not what it's called. There are some who call me Tim. At least we should give credit where credit is correct. So the movie he picked for us, my sweet and most wonderful loveys, was An Abomination Before God.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
An Abomination Before God.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 462 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 11th. I say the 11th of November 2009. Y'all, that makes it 11-11. Oh. I don't know. Is that lucky? And y'all, it is Veterans Day. Oh, I am a veteran. It's my day. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it is the middle of the week already. This week it's just flying by, y'all. And Big Fatty has Tuesday. He went to the El Dentisto. And that is Mexican for the dentist. And y'all, these words, they pain a dentist. They pain a dentist more than anything else. When my dentist turned to me and he said, "Oh, Big Fatty, I can find nothing wrong today." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We're very grateful that you did not melt down the American Express card any more than you already have." And, y'all, it went very well. Y'all, but something Big Fatty noticed, like, you know, right after you have the teeth clean, if you eat a little something, it just drives me even crazier because it feels like, there's a head of lettuce caught in my teeth. And so that's not good, y'all. But anyway, it is, y'all, it is Veterans Day. And if you are a veteran, then we want to thank you for your service, for making this a safe place, despite Big Fatty's gas and noxious gas. Gases. Thank you for making this a very safe country for us. And, you know, there at the beginning of the show, we had the Sea Hack.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And, y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, but the Sea Hack's father was a veteran. And, y'all, he's the one, you know, she keeps telling that damn story about his foreskin and how it just damaged him. She's blaming, "Oh, do you have daddy issues?" And clearly, she has a foreskin issue. But anyway, y'all, today is a big day out there on the surface of the sun for the Sea Hag and J. Myron Hooch. And they are out there on the surface of the sun, and they are expecting the arrival of Mr. Tim Cormall, who is the patron saint of the BFO, and Ron Prada Soho. And y'all, we have the BFO has spared no expense, y'all. We have spared absolutely no expense. And since it's Veterans Day, we decided to send up in our helicopter, our Left Coast bureau of the BFO. They are out there near the surface of the sun, and y'all, we've got our helicopter flying above the estate of the Sea Hag and J. Myron Hooch. And y'all, in the helicopter, we have got Larry the Veteran. And y'all, let's go out there and see what Larry the Veteran's got to report to us. Larry, are you there?
Start talking. He's talking to
Larry. Larry, can you hear me? Can you give us a report on what's going on above the Sea Hag estate?
Leave the alone and start talking.
Oh. the state out here on the face of the surface of the sun, and they are awaiting the arrival of the patron saint in Ron Prada Soho. Oh, Soho, oh, out here, and however, they have not turned off the deer urine sprinklers yet. So, Larry, can you tell us, does it look like the place is ready to receive visitors? I mean, do you see any kind of added security or anything out there? Because, you know, I know that Vera is a shut-in, and she is not used to having visitors out there. Larry, are you with me still? We are unable to confirm or deny the addition of security. However, there is a raccoon in the koi pond eating away at the koi. And there are three little stooges, little birds sitting around outside the window of the boudoir of Vera. And, I believe there's a beautiful hawk flying above. Gussie, we hit it with the copter. Oh, dear Gussie. Larry the veteran, thank you so much for that report from the surface of the sun. And we hope to get back to you a little bit later in this podcast. But, we do not know if we'll be able to. This just into the BFO Society desk. Daniel Beaver should mark down an invitation to the PatricksPubOnline.com for Friday the 20th. Oh, you know damn good and well that they brought that turtle back. There's a turtle near the railroad tracks. We must take it home, Myron. Myron, take it home. Oh, dear Gussie.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Is Turnip Head Colin, and I'm calling to offer you my deepest and sincerest condolences on the passing of Patrick's Pub. I know it is a sad, sad day for you. If you ever get sick of drinking in your kitchen, you're always welcome here up in my kitchen, and I'm sure I'll be able to make sure that the short bus puts his underpants on when you're here. Talk to you later. Take care.
Y'all, that is the Turnip Head, and y'all, I'm not quite sure what he said about short bus. I thought he was saying there for a while that he would make sure that the short bus... Poor Big Fatty. The short bus would put his pants on, but y'all, Turniphead knows better than that. Big Fatty would not want, no, the pants must be off. But y'all, as you've heard, and this has all happened since the Turniphead called, but the PatricksPubOnline.com has gotten a rejuvenization. And y'all, the horror group is going to be having a big leather blackout on Friday the 20th of November. So y'all, if you're in the Charleston area, or and you don't need tickets to this, y'all, there's no advance ticket sales to this, but if you'd like to come to the leather blackout, we're going to be having the leather lockup, the blackout lockup. We're going to have the black and blue jello shots. We're going to do the 50-50 cash raffle, and we're going to have a contest for the person with the best... Beth? Oh, I have the best leather. The best leather will win a $50 bar tab. So, and you don't have to wear the leather. You can just come and enjoy seeing other people in there, so you could have some of your friends incarcerated. Because, you know, some of you have that incarceration fascination. I know you do. Oh, Big Freddy, you've got us all figured out. And you know who else I've got figured out? Bjorn.
Hey, Big Freddy. So... It's Bjorn, and officially your podcast is even more ruined now that I've called in and destroyed the sound quality. For two things. One, in honor of your coupon fascinations and love, I'll let you know, I saved, get this, $50. Yes, $50 in coupons last weekend. I usually save about $25 to $40 every week on coupons. The last week was $50, my second best total ever, the best being $75. And number two, I'm going to New Orleans this week. Oh, yeah, leaving on Thursday, and yeah, there'll be some brown chicken, brown cow maybe, but they'll definitely be over-serving for like 3 or 4 days straight. So I won't be calling, won't be listening, and frankly, we'll be drinking. All right, liver away. It's Bjorn.
Now, y'all, that was a good phone call. First of all, Bjorn, how the hell much money do you have to spend to save $50 in the coupon or $75 in the coupon? Oh! Do you spend $300 or $400? I mean, dear gussie. And y'all, Bjorn was heading down there as that Hurricane Ida. That Hurricane Ida was heading up that way, and I hope that Bjorn is okay. You know, they love to have those hurricane parties down there in the Nolans, and we have not heard anything from Bjorn. So, Bjorn, if you will call us back and let us know if there was any brown chicken, brown cow, or other inappropriate touching, and tell us about the best part of being shit-faced the whole time. And y'all, speaking of shit-faced, let us go to our next caller, who is calling, I believe, from Mexico.
Hello, Thirsty One. Remember me? Your number one Ukrainian fan. Sorry I not call back sooner, but wife had to work overtime in vodka factory to earn 2 million more rubles so I can call. I'm worried about you, my Thirsty comrade. I think your hearing aid is as dead as Stalin. I said my name's Gleb, not Glenn. I tried to spell for you. I use words you understand. G like gin, the girly drink that you have. L like Lenin, long may he rest in peace. E is like egg, you know, Fabergé, the great Russian artist. And B as in bumpkin, this Jeremiah person is bumpkin. I noticed that your show, you marked this sweet babushka Vera. She sounds like nice woman. Woman, not like Cossack bitch mother-in-law. In future, maybe you not ride her so much, like cheap whore. Again, like my mother-in-law is. Next, I'm worried about this Jeremiah person. I know American education is...
Dear Gussie, y'all, Gleb, G-L-E-B, Gleb. Back Friday, you thought it was Glenn the last time he called. Yes, but it's Gleb now. I have gotten a verbal spanking. But Gleb got cut off, y'all, but thank goodness, Gleb called back.
Hello, it's Gleb again. I tried to finish message, but your phone letter voice no work. Anyway, what I was saying is this Jeremiah person, I am concerned about his educational understanding of the world. I am not a Mexican. I am from Ukraine. I do not work as dishwasher. I drive cab. And as to him hunting me, I have 3 words for Jeremiah. KGB. Now I have to go because the bitch is screaming because I burned the borscht. But until next time, my toasty comrade. Das vidanya.
And dos vidanya to you too, Gleb. It sounds Mexican to me. I don't know. Oh, Big Friday. But y'all, Gleb, y'all, that's exciting to have him call and to be so worried about Jeremiah. And y'all, we all should be holding Jeremiah in our thoughts because, you know, that Ida was coming ashore. And, y'all, we've not received an update from him, so we do not know if he is okay or not down there in the... coast of Mississippi. Now, y'all, our next call is from someone we haven't heard from in a while. And I'm going to, since this person has not called in a while, I'm going to go ahead and start the crickets early.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is David, that Blue Jeans guy. And I heard that you were kind of missing getting some voice letters lately. And I guess you hadn't heard from me in a while because I hadn't heard the crickets lately. I think they're getting a little bit lonely. So I'm just calling to leave you a message and just say hi and howdy and how the hell are you doing? How is South Kakalaki and all that kind of stuff? How's the horror going? And how the gentleman caller's been? Well, I think that should be probably about enough for the crickets. So I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Y'all, that is David, that Blue Jeans guy. And y'all, he has sent Big Fatty an e-letter also. He was, I guess he was catching up or something. But y'all, we hadn't heard from him in a month of Sundays or more. I think it was more. But y'all, he sent me an e-letter after he had heard that Big Fatty was nominated for the podcast awards. And he says, Big Fatty, there is no reason you cannot win this award, and we will make sure it happens. It should not be a foregone. Oh, Big Fatty. A foregone conclusion that FOF, that's the Feast of Fat, y'all, wins. After all, Truman defeated Dewey, the tortoise beat the hare, and rats can kill snakes. It's true. It's true. And y'all, he says he would be tickled to death if the Feast of Fat, who is, you know, has always won, was beaten by a podcast called Big Fatty. And y'all... There is sort of an ego deflation there, I guess. You know, oh, who beat you this? Oh, some fat person beat me this year. Oh, no. No. Does he belch and fart and read about a coupon? He does. And people like that? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Franco. I'm just calling to let you know that I have not unsubscribed to your podcast. I probably should, but I haven't. You know, whenever I listen to it, I usually listen to it when I'm like about to fall asleep. It just helps me fall asleep so fast. I don't know what it is. But I wanted to call and ask you, which celebrity do you feel embodies you? Like, if you feel like you've met them, that you have a kinship with them. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Franco, and...
Oh, and you're fat.
Oh, how dare you! What celebrity do I feel like I have a kinship with? And, that's a very good question. I guessed, well, the closest I've gotten to a celebrity, because, you know, I am not impotent like other people. However, the closest I've ever gotten was to Tom Hanks during that Forrest Gump. And y'all, if you've never seen Big Fatty in the Forrest Gump, he is in the scene where Forrest Gump is running across the country and he's got the big old beard and everything, and there's a group of reporters that chases him over a bridge. And Big Fatty is directly behind and between the reporter that's interviewing him and Tom Hanks. So Big Fatty had a brush with famousness, but nothing like, you know, being invited to a party where Charlene Tilton appeared. Oh, no!
Big Fatty, this is Ricky from SoundLikeHughes.com. How very dare you splice my voice to say something I did not say? How dare you? Well, Aunt Vera already knows I didn't say the things that you said that I said. And anyone could go to my show and listen and hear what I said, you know, SoundLikeHughes.com. So, anyway, yeah, splice that, biatch. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye!
Y'all, I knew it was going to happen. It is strictly a situation of it, you know. Oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I knew it was going to happen. I'm going to start getting sued because it's all because of this podcast awards thing, y'all. I'll probably start getting sued. Everybody is going to call up so that they can. You know, promote their show on the BFO, because y'all, it's one of the top 10. One of the top 10 out there. And y'all, it was only a matter of it's only a matter of time before it happened. And anyway, so let's just say Big Fatty is not the slightest bit surprised. And what can I say? But I'm a little surprised that it was Big Ricky. And by the way, Big Fatty is totally out of voice letters now, y'all. And all of this is really just
an abomination before God.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.